seedbank.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a little nippy outside. So maybe you want to dress a little extra. This morning when I started the program at 6 o'clock, it was minus 10 degrees in my house in Kennebunk. It is cold. And the weather is all messed up. My son Matthew, who lives in Florida, in Central Florida, called us yesterday and told us to look at his Facebook. And he had posted some pictures on his Facebook because it was snowing in Florida. He made two little snowmen and took pictures of his car covered with snow. Didn't stick on the ground. But if you have friends and family that went to Orlando this week, they didn't pick a very good week. Earlier in the program, I went and looked on the internet, and Orlando was 25 degrees this morning, and the high is expected to be 40. So they're not going to be doing any outside swimming in their pools, not just yet, anyways. Okay, Jared, who's up first this hour?
All right, first up we have Martha on the line. Martha is calling about her hydrangea.
Okay, Martha, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Welcome.
Good morning.
America's hometown, Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Good morning.
I'm calling about my hydrangea bush that didn't bloom very much last year. And I'm wondering if you could tell me why and what I might do this year so that I get lots of blooms.
Okay. Now, this, I'm imagining, is the blue one, right?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you had it?
Over 10 years, maybe 15.
Now, is this something that's recently happened, or has it always been this way?
No. I've had lots of blooms other years.
Okay. And did you do anything different last year as far as pruning or care of it?
I don't remember that I did.
Okay.
I usually don't do that much, actually, as far as pruning.
Right.
In fact, I don't think I do any.
Okay.
And it's about five or a good 5 feet tall now.
Okay. What I would suggest is this. The blue hydrangea blossoms on the branches that were made the previous year. So when you look at your plant right now, it looks like dead sticks.
Yes.
And if you look carefully, you're going to see that opposite, the buds are opposite from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of a dark brown to a black color. And those are the flower buds on that plant. And what's going to happen is this. When the weather gets nice, the new growth will develop from that old wood and should grow about maybe 6 to 12 inches, and it will make a flower. The shoots that come out of the ground, and you say, oh, look at all this new growth, those are the shoots for next year's flowers. So what you need is this, is on the new growth that does develop, on those dead-looking sticks, you should have three pairs of buds that make new branches. So if it's 5 feet tall, you could possibly cut it back by a foot or 18 inches, but wait until you see what buds develop on there as far as making new growth. The flowers themselves don't develop until July.
Mm-hmm.
But between now and then, if you can fertilize it, what I use for a fertilizer on hydrangea is the same type of fertilizer that I use on rhododendrons and azaleas, because they prefer it to be slightly acidic. If you use a rhododendron food, it's an acid base, and that will help the hydrangea to give you more flowers, but will also give you a deeper blue color of the flower. If you put lime near the hydrangea, the blue could fade to almost pink, and in time it will. So feed it first thing in the spring with holly tone fertilizer. Remove all of the dead branches, but wait until the buds pop and they start to grow. And if you could feed it a couple of times, once in late April, early May, and then again in July, that will help you to have more and more flowers on it.
All right. So I've never done the July, and I've never cut it back.
Yeah.
So it's just I should cut back both stems? The old ones and the new ones?
No, only the old ones.
Oh, okay.
See, the thing that happens is the old stems are 5 feet tall, you said.
Right.
So what happens is once they begin to make leaves, they create shade for the new growth, and the new growth actually stretches.
Yes.
So now your plant gets taller and taller and taller. So if you can cut back the plant by a foot to 18 inches, that means that the new growth will be that much shorter because it's not stretching in a shaded growing environment.
Okay. Oh, very, very informative. Thank you very
much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a great day. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up is Carol calling about her amaryllis.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning. Good, and yourself?
I'm fine, thanks. I love amaryllis plants, and every year I end up buying one or two of them. And I used to try just cutting them back after they were overbloomed, and I don't know if I heard it on a TV show or read it, but you lay the pots on either side, like in the basement, and let the plant go dormant for the winter. You don't water them or anything like that. And I used to do that and then bring them out in the spring and start watering them and feed them. And all I would get is these giant leaves. Never, ever, ever got flowers. So I'd end up throwing them out and buying a new plant.
Yep.
What am I doing
wrong?
What
you need to do is this. I had a Dutch bulb grower on my radio show a few years ago, and that was the main question for him. And this is what he said. When you buy the amaryllis, pot it up, and he said, if you're able to put them in a good size pot, when you buy them in those boxes, they come in like a six inch pot, and he said, to have them bloom, that's fine. But when they get done blooming, he said, move them right off the bat to an 8-inch container. And if you can do an 8-inch container, grow them like any other house plant. And what he told our listeners to do is this. take your bulb, plant it in some good, rich soil, whether it's a real dirt-type potting soil or an artificial soil. It doesn't matter. Keep it warm. The plant will come into bloom. When it gets done blooming, cut off the stem as close to the bottom of the leaves as possible. Take a sharp knife and carefully just cut it right down almost to the bulb. Now, that bulb took a lot of energy to make the stem and the flowers. And it takes time for the plant to replace it. And what they said is this. They grow them in a warmer climate than Holland. And they grow a lot of the amaryllis in South Africa, and they grow a lot in Israel right now because of their climate. What he said to do is, after they get done blooming, grow them like you will a spider plant or a philodendron. Treat them like a house plant. Feed them every single month, water as needed, give them as much sunlight as you can possibly give it, and if your windows are lacking, a north window is fine. When the threat of frost is over, take that amaryllis and plant it in your vegetable garden or in your flower garden. If you don't have a garden, make sure that it's in at least an 8-inch pot and keep it actively growing until September. In September, dig it up, put it in your basement, allow the leaves to turn yellow, then cut off the leaves when they've all turned yellow and brown, and let it stay dormant for 3 months. If it's in a pot, just put the pot in your basement and let it dry.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight. Detoxify. And get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. If you live in southern New England, in Rhode Island, southeast Massachusetts, coming up pretty quick, we'll be giving you more information in the days to come, is the Rhode Island Flower Show. And that is a good time. All kinds of lectures and talks and the displays at a time of the year where you really need a sign that spring is coming. And as we get closer, I'll give you the dates and the location and all that. But it's coming. Think of it that way. Spring is that much closer. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Charlie on the line. He's got a question about pruning a burning bush.
Charlie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
My concern is I have several burning bush that are getting too large, and I'd like to know what's the best time of year to prune them, cut them back.
Well, I'll tell you, Charlie, that was the first shrub that I pruned, and it's very, very easy. I was in college my freshman year, and my folks had a burning bush on each side of the front door. And the only person that used the front door was the mailman. Everybody went in the back door. And the mailman told my dad one day that if you don't prune these back, I can't get the mail into the mailbox, especially when it's raining, I'm getting soaked. So he called me at school. I was coming home for spring break in March. He said, ask your teachers. And this is what we did. We took these burning bush that were 7 feet tall and probably 6 to 7 feet wide. And I said, Dad, get the loppers out. And we took this burning bush in mid-March and we cut it to 3.5 to 4 feet. My mother looked out the window and I thought she was going to kill us. And my father said, this is what Paul's teachers told us to do. So we cut them back, and we shaped them so they had a round shape rather than a, you know, just cutting the very top off, give it a nice appearance to it. And then we fed it with some plant tone fertilizer. And by the time September came, they had put on 18 inches of new growth. And then every year at that point, my dad, in mid-March, would prune them to the height that he wants. And they stayed in that four and a half foot height for probably the next 10 years. So just grab those pruners and walk up to the plant and say, I'm doing this for your own good. And you're going to cut branches an inch or two in diameter. So get a good sharp pruner, or you may need a saw so that you don't have these jagged ends on it. But again, we took 7 foot tall burning bush. We cut them 3.5 feet tall, shaped them. And now you could get up and down the stairs, and it really did look a lot better.
And I should wait until the winter's over?
Yeah, definitely wait until. See, the problem is if you cut it now, where you make the cut, it can't make a scab. So that every time the wind blows during the winter and it's dry, it's going to suck moisture out of that cut. And that will give you some dehydration. And that 3 foot cut that you made, you could lose another 6 inches due to dehydration. So in mid-March, just give it a good haircut. And if you see that, you know, in early March, the weather's nice, the snow's gone, and we're going to have a nice early spring, then you can try and do it now. All of the people that raise apples, peaches, pears, plums, and cherries, by the middle of February, if the weather is good for them to be out, they will be pruning all of their fruit trees. And you can do the same thing. But we did it the middle of March. We had great results, and we could control the plant. Otherwise, you just rip it out and start over again. But burning bush will recover very, very quickly. So grab the pruners, walk up to the plant, and say, I'm doing this for your own good. Give it a haircut, and you're ready to go. And we just use a little bit of plant tone fertilizer. And within a couple of weeks, we had new growth. And by the end of the year, there was 15 to 18 inches of new growth. And they were beautiful shaped and the red color. How can you beat the red color? 800-259-9231. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2.
Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parrott Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time. And once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Dial 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Dial 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
At Strider Rides, we believe that somewhere between vintage and the future resides bliss, and it could be experienced on one of our premium motorized bicycles. Our motorized bicycles are comfortable cruising on that remote back road over the weekend, or jetting across town on the way to work. And if you enjoy the rugged outdoor life, you'll love our all-terrain bikes with the dirt-ripping tires and the power to get you across any field and deep into the woods. Every motorized bike we build has been designed from the ground up, customized just like you want. We have classic hot rod bikes, cruisers, choppers, and old-fashioned board trackers to start your new life aboard. What are you waiting for? Every day you wait is a day lost. StriderRides.com. It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Ulbrich for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to those phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Sorry for the delay there. Up first, we have Sally on the line, who is also calling about a burning bush.
Okay. Sally, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you so much. Your call from the about the burning bush reminded me that I needed to call and ask you. I had a burning bush that was exceedingly tall. It went up to the second floor windows.
Okay.
And this fall, my landlord cut it back down to about 4 feet. So I wanted to know what I needed to do to help it come back, because he cut it late in the fall, and I just figured, okay, great, he's killed it because it's good, you know. Not going to have time to recover.
Burning bush are very, very strong, Sally. And for one to be as tall as you have the original burning bush. What the nurseries sell now is what they call a dwarf burning bush, and that will get up around 6-7 feet. But the original one, and they have these big wings on them, and it looked just like pieces of cork growing flat on the sides of the stems. And that particular variety of the original burning bush could get up to be as high as 15 feet. I have seen them like that, and they're absolutely beautiful. So if you just got a general purpose tree and shrub fertilizer like Plant Tone, in the spring, that burning bush will come right back up. You may end up having the very tips of it may not have any buds because of not having a chance to make a callus. But the roots are still very, very strong to be as tall as that. It will make a lot of new shoots coming out of the ground. There are dormant buds on those stems. And I'll tell you, by the time you get to early July, that plant's going to be a good 6 foot tall and be just absolutely gorgeous. So don't worry about it. It will come right back for you. Thank you. And burning bush is becoming a very hard plant to find. The state of New Hampshire and the state of Massachusetts have banned it. They call it an invasive plant. It's a plant that will take over. I've never seen burning bush growing wild on the side of the road, but it's a wonderful, wonderful plant and with that great fall color. So that if you have to have one, you'll have to go out of New Hampshire or Massachusetts. Maine, you can buy them. Vermont, you can buy them. Connecticut, you can buy them. And I think Rhode Island, I'm not sure if Rhode Island has passed that bill or not, but they're very hardy and they're really, really easy to grow. And you can keep them pruned at any height that you want. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Alex on the line who's calling about a vining weed.
Alex, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul. Love your show. It's a great weekly newsletter.
Thank you.
The vining weed. It has heart-shaped leaves, and it loves to be in the middle of my fall phlox or a rambling rose that stretches along my stone wall. And it has roots that you cannot pull out of the ground. And it also has a fruit that looks like a little tiny pepper that's about 1.5 to 2 inches long. And when that pepper ripens, it has a blossom like milkweed, and it floats in the air with its seed that finds another host plant. What can I do to get rid of it?
The thing that you're going to have to do is this. You can't spray it because it will get into your other flowers, and it will kill them. I had a problem with a plant. I had a wild morning glory that did the same thing, and I would pull it and pull it and pull it. And the next morning I'd go out and it would go, give me the raspberry, and it would just come right back again.
Do you have any idea what the name of this is?
I'm not sure what it is. I'll do a little bit of research and find out for you. But the only way I could get rid of this weed was I mixed up some Roundup, or you could use a broadleaf weed cleaner, like the Bonide Weed Beater Ultra. And I just mixed up a little bit in a tin can that we had some corn or beets or something like that of. And I took a paintbrush and I painted the foliage with the weed killer. Because if you spray it, it puts out a mist. And that weed killer will kill the phlox or the rose or whatever else you get the spray on. So I just got a 1-inch paintbrush. I painted it, and I left the Roundup in my tool shed. And a week later, I gave it a good stirring and then painted the foliage again. And within a month, it was totally gone. Roundup is a weed killer that's absorbed through the foliage, taken down the stem, and it attacks the root system. It cannot be absorbed through the roots. It has to go in from the leaves. And where they had it, and mine, I had some Rosa rugosa and some climbing roses, And like you said, I just kept pulling it and pulling it, and it just kept coming. So I painted the leaves. I went back a week later with the same Roundup, and I painted it a second time, and it just disappeared. So you give that a try, Alex, and it's going to work for you. And if you have weeds coming in, like in a perennial bed, this works very, very well. Or weeds coming in where you have junipers. That way it doesn't hurt the plant. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Fran on the line, who's calling about an orchid cactus plant.
Fran, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning to you from the middle of Alabama, and we're as cold as you are. Anyway, I have about 15 different varieties of these orchid cacti, and I realize that they are air plants. And, of course, you can't leave them out in the winter here. And I have not a greenhouse, but a screened-in porch that I have plastic around in the wintertime, and I bring them in there. But I cannot get them to bloom. And so what do I do? I try to grow things as organically as I can.
Okay. Now, do they basically stay at the same place year-round, especially during the summertime and spring and fall?
Well, they're put out on the racks, wrought iron racks, and in the summertime. Well, as soon as the weather is warm enough that I can take them from the porch, and then I bring them in just when frost begins to threaten.
Okay. They will bloom better when you have a 20-degree temperature change.
Oh, these are going to be just like the Christmas cactus, then, that you were talking about earlier?
Yes. They're going to follow that same routine. The other thing that I have found with the orchid cactus is the short days also are very, very important. So if you bring them in on your porch, and if there's a street light close by and it lights the porch, that will also prevent it from making a flower bud. Or if there's a light coming from the house onto the porch, that will also prevent it from making a flower bud. But the one thing that you can do that will really help it, next time you go to a garden center, look for a fertilizer that when you look at the three numbers, your middle number is at least double what the first number is. Your first number is nitrogen, and that's for foliage. Your second is for roots and flowers, and your third is for disease control and to make the nitrogen and phosphorus. Ask the garden center if they have like a blossom booster or something that's like 50 to 60% phosphorus. So if your middle number can be 50 to 60, you will encourage the plant. Now, here's something else that you can try. When you get to, let's say, April, May, when the weather warms up and it's going to stay on a regular basis warm rather than fluctuate like it's doing now, take a skinny knife like a steak knife. And what I want you to do is put the flat end or the top of the steak knife facing the side of the pot in the sharp side of the blade where you actually cut the meat of the chicken. I want you to push it into your container. And what you're going to do is you're going to prune the roots. You don't have to take it out of the pot because yours is probably in a hanging basket, right?
Right.
So take the knife, put the cutting blade facing the plant, the flat part of the knife up against the wall of the plastic pot, and push the knife into the container as far as possible. and then spin the pot and do it directly opposite the same thing. So if a steak knife is about 3/4 of an inch thick. That will root prune it.
Mm-hmm.
It will shock the plant. The plant, as my teachers told us in college, the plant is going to think that it's going to die. The only way that the plant can reproduce itself is to blossom, to make seeds, and that's its goal. So if you can shock it by root pruning it during April, May, when it's actively growing and the temperatures are stable, the plant will quickly replace those roots that you've cut, and it will stimulate the plant to make flower buds that will make a bloom and then eventually seeds. So you give that a try, and I'm telling you, it's going to work. The other thing, too, sometimes if you can stress the plant a little bit, normally the orchid cactus will bloom during the late summer and into the fall. So when you bring them from outside to your screen porch, cut back on the amount of water. Give them a chance to dry up a little bit so that they do stress. But try root pruning them in the early spring, and that should help you a great deal.
I think that's about the only thing I didn't try.
Just as you do it, say, if you don't flower, I'm going to use scissors and I'm going to cut you off right at the soil next time.
Really, they're kind of hard to kill because I've taken some that I gave up on and just threw them on the compost pile, and I find them growing.
Yep, they're very, very tough, and that's why I say if you can root prune it and shock it, then those plants will be under stress, and normally when they're under stress, they flower. You have a great day, Fran, and things will warm up for you in the South. Believe me, it will.
Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. And if you'd like a copy of the email newsletter, it's done electronically on your website. So this is how you get the free email newsletter. Go to www.paulparent.com. When the front page comes up, at the very bottom, you put in your email, hit submit, and next Thursday, and every Thursday after that, you will have a free email newsletter. And it's great. You're going to have all kinds of super information, and you can also print it. So if there's things that you want to save for another day, it's easy as that. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Edna on the line, who's calling about a sweet bay plant.
Okay, Edna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning,
Hi, Edna.
Paul.
Good morning.
I would like to know how to grow a sweet bay plant. I've killed every single one I've ever had.
Okay.
So
I will tell you what I've done with mine. I bought a sweet bay plant 3 years ago when I was buying some herbs. It came in a 4-inch pot. And a sweet bay is a perennial plant in a southern climate like Florida or California. It is not winter hardy in a cold climate where you get snow. So I bought it as a 4-inch pot. I transplanted it as soon as I got home to a 6-inch container. And I left it outside for the summer on my deck in full sun. And the plant increased in size by 50%. I brought it indoors for the winter. And I put it in a south-facing window where it gets sun all day. And because my house is dry during the winter, like everybody else with the heat, I took a 12-inch saucer, a plastic saucer that does not leak. I filled it with some stones from my driveway that I had washed, and I set the plant on top of the rocks. And every day, I would fill the saucer full of water to the bottom of the bay plant. And over the course of the day, the water that was in that saucer evaporated. I fertilized it on a monthly basis. I watered as needed. And the spring of the second year, I moved it into a 10-inch pot. And right now, it's in a 12-inch pot. It's about 18 inches tall, maybe 15 to 18 inches wide, and it's absolutely beautiful. But I feed it every single month with Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest fertilizer. And I also use Osmocote. And I just leave it outside from mid-May until the time the kids go back to school in the fall. And then in the winter, it's in a south-facing window. But what I would do the first thing, because this is a woody-type plant, when you buy it from the nursery, repot it into a larger container, a couple of inches, maybe a little bit more, with regular potting soil, and you're going to see that the plant will do much, much better. But put it on a saucer to give it additional humidity during the winter months. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Helen on the line, who's calling about hibiscus.
Helen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. A question on my hibiscus. I've been bringing these in. I've had these about 5 years, and I bring them in every year and have no problem. But this year, they are covered with an insect, and I washed them all down and all that, but I'm just wondering, but they're back.
What you need to do is to get an oil spray. What you have is aphids. Wash them the best you can with a soapy water like Dawn or Joy, and then get yourself some oil-type spray at your local garden center and spray them every 3 to 4 days, and it will eliminate them.